We learn in Sefer Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the second line from the top. Tanu Rabbanan. Be'echad B'Nisan, this price will add on some more Rosh Hashanah. Be'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. Be'echad B'Nisan, besides for our Mishnah that says that it was from Elohim and Regalim, this price brings more. Be'echad B'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Chadashim. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first Chodesh. We know we count Chadashim. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, that's the order we count. Number one is Nisan, Vili, Burim, which we'll see what that means. Right now, the Gemara thinks it means that you sit Rosh Chodesh Nisan and you start planning if you're going to Aber, do an extra month for the year. The Truma Shkolim. And it's the first month that they take the new Truma from the new Shkolim from this year, and with those Shkolim that the Eden gave, the money the Eden gave, they buy Karbonos. Yesh Oimrim, Afal Schiris Batim. Some say also, Schiris Batim, this is the turn of the year, and if you say on Kislev, I want to rent the house for a year, it ends, the contract ends on, if you don't specify, the contract will end on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that's the new year. So there, this price adds on four new cases of Rosh Chodesh Nisan being a Rosh Hashanah. First of all, for Chadashim, for Iburim, Chumash Shkolim, and some say Schiris Batim. So the Gemara discusses them. The Chadashim. How do we know Nisan is the first month of the year? When we count the months, the 12 months, number one is Nisan. Chadashim Nalam, the Chassidim says in the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chadashim Rishon Hu Lechem Lechad Shei Hashanah. This Chodesh, we don't know which one it is yet, but this Chodesh should be the first Rosh Chodesh, the first in the count of the month of the year. Dabro called Asi Shol Leimar Ve'esel Chodesh Hazeh, on the 10th of this month that we're talking about, Yichu Lechem Ish Seb Leveis Avais, Seh Lebayis, each household brings a seh for a carbon pesach. You watch it. You watch it shouldn't get a mum. Until the 14th day of Nisan. We know it's Nisan, but the Gemara doesn't know yet. Until the 14th day, where you'll bring that carbon. So now, how do you know that's Nisan? Because it says, v'chsiv, it's not a pasuk, shemaras chayish ha'aviv, that you should make sure that the Chodesh you're bringing the Pesach should be Chodesh Aviv. The Pesach says, "Shemar is Chodesh Aviv, v'sisa Pesach l'Shem alekecha." Ki b'Chodesh Aviv, haitziyacha Hashem alekecha mitzrayim laila. So what do you see? You see that in Chodesh Aviv is when you bring the Karban of Pesach. And we see in the Pesach before that the month you bring the Karban Pesach is called Rishon. So we know, Ezu Chodesh Hashbar Aviv, which is the Chodesh that has Aviv, which means the Tvua gets ripened in that month. Hava'im is a Nisan, that's the Chodesh Nisan. But Karla Rishon, the Pasuk calls it Rishon. Maybe the Pasuk Rishon is on Ir. Ir is the Rishon, and that's the month you bring the Karban Pesach. I said Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. Maybe Ir. Bina Aviv Veleka. There's no Aviv in Ir. Ir by Ir, most of the pears already ripened. It's not when all the pears that ripen in Ir. Veim Adar, maybe Adar. We know some of the pears start ripening in Adar, so maybe this region is Adar. Bina Roiv Aviv Veleka. We need Roiv Aviv, and most of the Aviv happens in Nisan. Mar that the Kasha, Midi Roiv Aviv, except the Pasuk Roiv Aviv says Aviv. I say Roiv Aviv. Elo Amarav Chista, so Amar says the Echanami, it's not 100% Raya from here. We know that the Karban Pesach is brought in Nisan and everything, but if we want to bring a Raya from the Psukim, how do we know that? We can't bring a Raya from Aviv, because Aviv might mean Adar. So Elo Amarav Chista, Mahachav, this Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Ach Bechamisha Os Yer Mechayish HaShvi'i, Ba'os Bechem Es Tvua Sa'aretz, on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you're gathering the Tvua, what happens in that month? It says, that's when you have Chag HaSukkos. So it says, the Chodesh HaShvi is the month of gathering. Ezu Chodesh Vesifa. Which month is the month when everything is dried up in the fields and you bring them in the house and you gather it in? Havayim is that Tishrei. Bring it into the silos, into the house. Havayim is that Tishrei. That's Tishrei. The Kakar Leshvi, it's called the seventh. So it must mean Nisan is number one. Maybe this Asifa is happening in Mar Cheshvin, or my Shvi is Shvi Ir, and Ir is really number one. And that's why it's called number seven, because we start from Ir. You need a month of Asif, and Asif happens in Tishrei, not in Mar Cheshvin. In Mar Cheshvin already there, it's already, everything's gathered in. So maybe it's El, and Shvi means La'ad. Maybe El, or my Shvi is Shvi La'adar, and really Adar is number one. Being a Rav Asif Aleko, we need Rav Asif, and Rav Asif, the Rav of the gathering happens in Tishrei. Immediately Rav Asif, except say Rav Asif in the Pasuk. So again, we can't prove for the Pasuk 100%. And definitively, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aleph. Elam Maravina, Dovazah, you're right. Dovazah, Paris, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lil Manu. We can't see this clearly from the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Divrei Kabbalah, Lil Manu. But we do see it clearly in different psukim in Ach. I'm going to go through a few different psukim. One pasuk goes like this: "V'yoyim esrim." This pasuk is a pasuk of Zechariah. It says, "V'yoyim esrim v'aba." In the 24th day, la'ashdi asa chaydesh, who chaydesh shvat? The 11th month, which is shvat. So what do you see? You see the 11th month of shvat, it must be, Nisan is the first month. That's one pasuk we bring. Rabba Ula Amamach, this pasuk, a famous pasuk in the Megillah. But talokach estel amelach ha-shveres ha-beis ha-chusoy, bechaydesh ha-asiri, who chaydesh tevis, in the 10th month, which is chaydesh tevis. So again, you see, clearly, 10th month is tevis, it must be the first month. If you count backwards, you'll see it's Nisan. Rav Kana Mahachov in this pasuk, ba'arba lechoidesh hachi bekislev. Also, the pasuk in Zechariah says, "V'hi v'shnas arba l'dayav v'shamelech hoyedvar Hashem Zechariah ba'arba lechoidesh hachi bekislev." The ninth month, which is Kislev, again, if you count from Nisan, you'll see the ninth month is Kislev. If you see Nisan is number one. Rav Achav Yaakov Mahachov, va'yikru. This pasuk is also in the Megillah. It says Megillah Sester. Vayikaru Soifrei Hamelech Ba'isahi B'Chayish Hashlishi Hu Chayish Sivan B'Shloisha Ve'Yasrim Ba'i. This pasuk is the third month, which is Chayish Sivan. Again, you see this idea that it is Sivan. Rav Ashi Amahacha, a different pasuk in Megillah. Hippel Puru Agar Pnei Hamam Yom Liyayim U'Mechayish Chayish Neimasu V'Chayish Adar. Again, it says 12th month, which is Adar. A bunch of rias that a bunch of different rias from Megillah and from Zechariah that the month start from Nisan. Rabbi Yisema, another pasuk, even more mefurish, talking about Nisan. It says, also on Megillah Sester, v'chodesh harishon v'chodesh Nisan, v'shnas shtemesre l'melech ha-chasheresh, hippo pur hu ha-girl p'nei haman, v'yemim v'chodesh chesh, nimasu v'chodesh adah. So you see, in the beginning of that same pasuk, v'chodesh harishon v'chodesh Nisan. This is like mamash mefurish in Divrei Kabbalah, that Nisan is v'chodesh rishon. V'kula my time alone, why didn't everyone bring this pasuk? It's Divrei Kabbalah. It says Klar Nisan Chayish Rishon. Why did they say that? So tomorrow you could have got out of that pasuk. Dimon my Rishon Lamilsa. Rishon Lamilsa Rashi says Rishon Lamaisa Haman. Maybe with a taich that means V'chayish Rishon of Maisa Haman who Chayish Nisan, and not talking about Chayish Rishon and the minion of Chadashim and the count of Chadashim. So therefore they could have got out of that pasuk with other pesukim. Akaponim, what comes out, we have a brisa that says that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah lechadashim, which means it's the first counting of the chadashim. When you count up month, it's number one. And we brought rias from the pesukim. The question is, why didn't our Tana include this in his list? He says Malachim and Regalim. Why didn't he say for chadashim? Tana did on Bishanim Kamari, Bishanim Kamari. He's only talking about things that are yearly, not things that are monthly. All those things that we talked about is yearly, like Malachim and Ma'aseh Behemah, all those things are yearly, and not, we don't want to talk about things that are monthly. Frek Taisvis, isn't Regalim Yom Tovim? That's not yearly. There's three Yom Tovim a year. Zok Taisvis, Lema'aseh is still not Chadashim. It's not monthly. It's still, that could still be called yearly. Zok to Gemara Vait, it said in that Brisa, that another thing about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, another thing that's Rosh Hashanah Shabbai, it's the Iburim. It's the Iburim that we thought it means you plan the Ibur of the year, adding extra month, you plan it at the beginning of the year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vait to Gemara, the Iburim, Nisan and Nisan, do you start planning the Ibur on Nisan? Vait to the Brisa, Im Abram Hashanah Fein Rosh Hashanah. You don't do Ibur Hashanah, even if you're doing Ibur on Adar, you don't do this before Rosh Hashanah. Rashi learns the pshat is because the people are going to forget about it. The people in the Galus are going to forget that they're ma'abed a year. If you do so much in advance, they're going to forget the time reaches Adar. They're going to forget about it. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rambam learns the pshat is because things might change. It's too early to really know the climate in a year, and if you have to add on a month. So im abed mashanah fei rosh shanah im imbruah in avaris. If you did it, it doesn't work. Apnei atchak ma'abed is achar rosh shanah. Even though the Chetchila should do right before Adar, but if it's a Tchak, you could do it already after Rosh Hashanah Miyad. What's the case of a Tchak? Rashi, there's two cases. Either you're worried that the Nochrim are going to make a Gzeri that you can't have a Shivas Bezdin, you can't make a Bezdin, and if you want to get it done right now, or it's possible the Nasi might have to go into the capital for business, for Chatzar HaMelech, whatever, for Malchus business, and therefore you're not going to be here, and you can't do an Ibu without the Nasi. In those days, they didn't have telephones. So they sometimes had to do it right away now to make sure we have it in the pocket, we have this Ibur. Even if you do it early, after Rosh Hashanah, the only month you ever ma'aber is Adar. So what's the kasha? Now, let's remember the kasha. The kasha is, we say, do we buru menisa? It's not true. The brisa is clearly, Ibra got to be done before Adar and b'shas etchak after Rosh Hashanah. But definitely not by Rish Chodesh Nisan. You don't work on the Ibra. The opposite. Hefsakas Iburim. That means when it reaches Rish Chodesh Nisan, you cannot do Ibra anymore. That's the end of the possibility to do Ibra. It's not. Heine Idu, they said Edis. This is going on Rav Pius, who said Edis. So they said, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Pius, I think it's a Mishnah in Idias. So they say that they were made, Heine Idu, Shema Abrim Hashana, Kol Adar. You could do Ibra the whole Adar. So you remember Arapurim. Really, all the people say Arapurim. They were made, you could do the whole Adar. But after that, you can't do it. Once it reaches Nisan, it's the next year already, and you cannot do Ibra anymore. So that's the Brisa means, it's a Rosh Hashanah, Le'ibura means, it's Hefzik Iburim, you can't do Ibra anymore. My time with Ma'ad Yom Arap Purim, what's Pshad Ma'ad Yom said, you shouldn't do it past Purim, and only because of the Eidus, we have Eidus that they did it even afterwards, but really, you should do it only before Purim. What's Pshad? Ma'ad Yom Arap Purim, Kivin Dom Marsha, Melchus Pesach, Koyim Pesach, you start talking about Pesach 30 days before Pesach. And therefore, I'm Purim ready. Supposed to start learning Hilchos Pesach already, and the Hamoin Am will start learning all about not eating chametz and get rid of the chametz, and then you're going to change it on them. They're not going to believe you. They say, "What are you talking about? My rabbi said that this day is you got to get rid of the chametz, and they're going to do it a month early." And in the real Pesach, they're going to do it over. Also, lozuziv chametz. Therefore, they're masakin. You really shouldn't do it after Purim. But Maisa, they were made that they could do the Iber in Torah Shchesh Nisan. Vidach, what do they hold? Maybe Yada, everyone knows, they're not going to make a mistake. Everyone knows that everything's telling Cheshbonis, there's different calculations. They didn't realize the Cheshbon until now, so they won't make a mistake. And even the Amoinam will understand that you're pushing off Pesach, because they didn't have the calculations of the month. Okay, so Adkan, what we learned from the Braisa. Now, why didn't our Tana also say, besides Malachim and Regolim, why didn't our Tana of a Mishnah beginning Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, say Iburim also? One of the things that start on this day, not that they end on this day. That's not called the Rosh Hashanah, therefore he didn't say that. He didn't put that in his calculations, in his numbers of Rosh Hashanahs. The Truma Shkal, saying the Braisa, not Rosh Hashanah, Levisan is, that's the first month that you're going to be taking from the new Machsa Shekel, you're going to take the Karbonis from the new Shkolam. Menolon. How do you know you take the Chumas Alishka on Nisan? Menolon. Om Rishayi, Om Akra. Zois Oiles Chodesh, Bechotchei, Lechotchei Hashana. And Rashi says, the extra Chotchei over here. We darshan Om Atayra, Chadesh, Bimechadesh, Renew, Vahavei, Karbim, and Chumah Chadosha. Bringing the Karbon now from the new Chumah. And how you know it's Nisan? V'gomri Shana Shana Menisan. Techsev Rishon Lechem Lechotchei Hashana, which you know means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And there it says Shana, and here it says Zois Oyes Chodesh Lechotchei Hashana. V'darshin Shana V'mshana, then it means Nisan. V'ligmar Shana Shana Metishrei. Techsev says by Tishrei, Mereishis Hashana Arachas Hashana. That's when Hashem is Eini Hashem Lekecha on Eretz Hashem Lekecha. Darshin Shana Tamar Eini Hashem Lekecha. Ba Mereishis Hashana Arachas Hashana. We learn out that the din is a Rosh Hashanah. We'll learn that on tomorrow's daf, actually. So why don't you learn out Shana Shana Gzeri Shav from Tishrei, from Reish Hashanah, which is Tishrei. Donim Shana Tishrei Yimah Chadashim. We darshan the word Shana that comes together with Chodesh. Both those plukim have the word Chodesh together with it. Mishana Shiyashim Chadashim. The ain Don, we don't darshan Shana, the word Shana that has with it Chadashim. Shana Shiyashim Chadashim. Mishana Shiyashim Chadashim. From the word Shana, it doesn't have Chadashim. Amrav Yudam Shmuel. Kabbalah Siva Abam Be'echa B'Nisan, all Kabbalah Siva they bring Rosh Chodesh Nisan and are mitzvah lahavi min ha'chadosh. It's a mitzvah to bring from the new truma. Ve'im havi min ha'yashin yotza. But if you brought from the old truma, from the old shkolam, yotza, el shechisa mitzvah. You're missing the mitzvah of Zois Oilez Chodesh V'chadosh V'chadosh Hashanah. Taina Mahachi, Kabbalah Siva Abam Be'echa B'Nisan, mitzvah lahavi min ha'chadosh. Mitzvah to bring from the new truma, havi min ha'yashin yotza, yotza, shechisa mitzvah. But you're missing a mitzvah. And a yachid that was misnadev from his own ksherim uvad shiyim sereim letzibur. A yachid misnadev from his own money, it's kosher, but he should give it over to the tzibur. Right, it's karmen tzibur. He's saying if he gives his own things for karmen tzibur, he should give it to the tzibur. Pshita, it's pashit. Ma'ot emalechosh shema. lo yimshem tiba yafa yafa. Maybe he didn't give it b'leiv shalem kamash balon. No, they were not worried about it. We'll give it to the tzibur. And even if he's bringing, because there's Rashi, I think it's in Masechtas Yuma, a different Masechta says that maybe it's above Metzia. Rashi says that maybe he wouldn't give yafa yafa. No, why? Because he wants to get. He's giving his own thing. He wants to get the kapara. He wants the carbon tzibur from his money. He's not going to give it over to the tzibur with a ganza heart. Kamash balon. We're not worried about that. Okay, now Matana Didon, why didn't he say this Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Trumas Halishka. Matana Didon, Kimon Dim, Havi Yotza, since if you brought it from the old Shkal of Yotza, Loi Psikalei, it wasn't Psikalei, this is Mamash Rosh Hashanah, because it's not Choshev enough. Since it's not something that's Me'akav V'di'eved, therefore, I, our Tana, did not count this as one of the Rosh Hashanah, Tadisan.